We're learning from Istaklut Pnimit, first part, chapter 5. The thought of creation compels every item in reality to stem from one another until the end of correction. Istaklut Pnimit, first part, Tess, chapter 5, item 22. Again, the thought of creation compels every item in reality to stem from one another until the end of correction. Now, we understand the power of his uniqueness, that his thoughts are not our thoughts, and all the multiplicity of matter and forms we perceive in this reality before us is united in him within a single thought, behind the thought of creation. To delight his creatures, this singular thought encompasses the whole of reality in perfect unity through the end of correction. But this is really the very purpose of creation, and this is the operator, like the force that operates in the operated. This is because what is merely a thought in him is a binding law in the creatures. And since the contemplated delighting us, it necessarily occurred in us that we receive his good abundance. And it is the operation, this means that after this law of the evil to receive pleasure has been imprinted in us, we define ourselves by the name operation. This is so because through this disparity of form, we stop being created, we stop being a creator and become a creature, stop being the operator and become the operation. And it is the labor and the work, due to the force that operates in the operated, the desire to receive increases in us as the words hang down, until we become a separated body in this world. Opposite in form from the life of lives, which does not bestow outside itself at all, and brings death to the bodies and every kind of torment and labor to the soul. This is the meaning of serving the Creator in the Torah and mitzvot. Through the illumination of the line in the restricted place, the holy names, Torah, Mitzvot, extended by laboring Torah and Mitzvot to bestow contentment to the Maker, our vessels of reception gradually become vessels of bestowal, and this is the whole sought-after reward. The more corrupted our vessels of reception are, the more we cannot open the mouth to receive His abundance. This is though due to the far of disparity of form, as in one who eats that which is not one's own, is afraid to look at one's face. This was the reason for Tzimtzum Aleph. But when we correct our vessels of reception to being in order to bestow, we thus equalize our kelim with their maker and become fit to receive his abundance abundantly. Thus you see that all these opposite forms in the whole of creation before us, namely the form of operator and operated, and the form of the corruptions and corrections, and the form of the labor and its reward, all are included in his single thought. In simple words, it is to delight his creatures precisely that, no more and no less. The entire multiplicity of concepts is also included in that thought, both the concepts in our holy Torah and those of secular teachings, all the many creations and worlds and various conducts in each and every one stem from this single thought.
Meaning, there is a program which is called the Plan of Creation, and in it we are in. And we're operated from it. We can't escape it, of course. We are all in it, inside the thought of creation. This thought operates. And upon us depends how much we can use this thought in a way that is called equivalence of form. As much as we will want from our desire, from all the forces that are contradictory, the forces of negation in us and resistance in us, to associate ourselves to that program, to that thought. Let's say I have a father and a mother, also in the spiritual world, it's like that. And I am under them, and slowly, they open for me their thought and their desire in the heart and mind. And for me, the mind and the heart are completely opposite. And I need to do some actions in order to get to know who I am and what I am according to them. According to that, to try and change. There are here steps and stages that we completely don't understand or know who or what is operating upon us. And there are stages that we maybe feel that we're dependent on someone or something, and that we're not really capable of managing ourselves or operating ourselves the way we could. And there are such stages that the things change in such a way that we already don't feel that we're dependent on others. We see that we're not even dependent on others, that even the others are not in control. This is what's happening in our world today, that we're discovering that no one is ruling, no one is controlling, no one has the possibility of why life is and why and how and where. Initially we used to think that it was, oh, the big ones, the smart ones, the rich ones. No, nothing, no one. And now we start from that to grow even more, meaning we're searching. So where, anyhow, is the source for our failures? Only for our failures. For the good things, we would never plead to anyone. And then we discover, probably there is some program, some plan, some inclination, some plan, some thought of creation, which operates. Because we see here some sort of trending matters, and we see that they're coming to us in an integral manner, and that everyone is really dependent on each other, and we're like some real grain of sand in a sea of sand, and we're truly not capable of doing anything. From this, we come already to the question, so why for me? Why should I? You know, why is it worthwhile? Until we realize that we must reveal the program, the thought of creation. And this brings us already, as the thought of creation starts to operate upon us in a more following up through kind of way and persistent way, and we come to a group and to a study, and this is how we develop. And also the thought of creation accompanies us throughout the ways here, and this is basically that program, that force, that mind and desirable force which operates upon us and develops us. And we are constantly advancing as created beings in an opposite and similar, and similar and opposite, in order to define in the connection between us and the attitude between us, the relation between us, the gap between us, who we are, and compared to that, who is the Creator? Because you can't have one without the other. This is how we advance. Until we come to states in which we are opposite and we are truly Pharaoh, and the Creator is opposite that, and how we do this path through oppositeness, the running away from Pharaoh towards the image of the Creator is called Egypt. The desire to be like the Creator is called the reception of the Torah, and more and more stages along the way. Until that thought of creation is implemented and realized in us in its complete force. Questions? Who's there in the end? Yes?
It's regarding hatred, if I may. I want to understand what to do. I hate.
Who hates?
I hate. I try to connect and I hate the fact that I can't connect. I hate the evil because of which I cannot connect.
No, that's already other kind of hatred. If you hate your quality because you're not managing to connect, then that's already hatred. It's good hatred. It's scrutinized hatred, relatively.
And that hatred is also the connection?
No, it's still not connection. Hatred? You have hatred for disconnection from others. Because you wanted to connect. Let's say you came to a group, you don't know a group, and then you get to know them, you have to unite, and they're working on it, and you're also included with them, and yeah, you don't want to, and years go by. Yeah, there's no choice, it's not working out for me. From all these efforts, what accumulates in you is this impulse, this demand to connect. Because you made all kinds of efforts here and there, you did your duties and all kinds of other things, and you want to unite with them. You also felt it in the convention and so forth. So from wanting to connect with them and they're not letting you connect, it's like you can't. Then you already have hatred for the state in which you're disconnected. Well, and?
What do I do then? I'm unable to connect.
So you now want to return to that state that you had previously in the convention. Yes? Why? Because it's pleasant, it's good, I'm connected with everyone, I feel myself with everyone, we're advancing to some goal. I don't know exactly for what, but I still have some kind of inner drive towards it. It's called the Reshimo, or point of the heart. So, from the fact that now you're feeling this drive to return to that same state, so what's bothering you to return to it?
I cannot do it. That's exactly the process. It's like a chicken and an egg. I want to connect, unable to. I'm unable to, so I hate. I hate, so I...
And altogether, what do you reach?
It's a very frustrating state that I'm unable to do anything, actually.
No, if you don't run away. If you now don't run away from the goal, that anyways, you need connection, you need to feel yourself within them and so on. You need to feel yourself very despaired, very foggy, very confused, very dried up from this whole thing. And then the sensation will come to you that other than the upper force, the Creator, no one can help you. That will come. But at the end of the despair. And then there will be a prayer, meaning a request, necessity for Him to correct you. But also, this request is still egotistical. I want to return to that state in which I am connected with others. Do for me. As if he's your servant, and for that state that you feel good in.
Should it be a certain state that I've experienced, or should it be a prayer for connection, period?
This and that. But it's already a state in which you and the state of connection and the Creator are together. They're not organized properly, these 3 points yet, that we talked about as the triangle. Me, the group, and the Creator. It's called Israel, the Light, the Torah, and the Creator together. They're not yet connected correctly together, but already there is some connection. This is a big thing. It's already the beginning of the right scrutiny. Well, let's continue. Yes?
John from Chicago is asking, what's our work when we are in a state in which we don't know who's the one who rules us? How can we identify then with the thought of creation?
We will know who's controlling us from the necessity to, the feeling of necessity to reveal him. We don't have the necessity yet. Well, they say it's the Creator, it's the Upper, it's great. I don't feel in me a deficiency or a necessity for him to be revealed personally, individually. I need to run away from prison. I'm starving to death. I have all kinds of problems, and no one can help me. And from this, I start to understand that only he can help me. Do I have such a necessity? No, thank God I don't. And this, thank God, this thank God is basically concealing me from him. But how along the way, as we discover such a necessity not to run away? So we discussed about how we have to take these difficult states, as these are the revelation of that place where the Creator is being revealed. So all that place that is being revealed every time is thank God. Not that I need to be in it and eat myself up for being in it, but I accept these things as the preparation for revelation. That's why the cooling on down, the distancing from that state of the convention and so on, is the building or the revelation. There is no building. It's the revelation of new spaces. But don't be happy that you're in it. Be happy that it's being done, but not that you're prepared to remain in it. Immediately implement it. Yeah, let's continue.
Item 23. Malchut Ein Sof means that Malchut does not put up any end there. Yeah, can we recognize Malchut in Ein Sof? What would mean there are the upper nine spheres there too? For our words, it becomes very clear. The will to receive that is necessary, including the light of Ein Sof, is called Malchut Ein Sof. Again, from our words, it becomes very clear that the will to receive that is necessarily included in the light of Ein Sof is called Malchut Ein Sof. There, however, Malchut did not place a boundary and an end on the light of Ein Sof, since the disparity of form due to the will to receive had not become apparent in her. That is why it is called Ein Sof, meaning Malchut does not put a stop there. Conversely, from the Tzimtzum downwards, an end was made in each Sfira in Parzuf by the force of Malchut.
We can't talk about this so much, specifically since we want to talk about things that are in some feeling in us. Malchut of Ein Sof that doesn't do an end. Well, theoretically we could say, what is Ein Sof without a boundary? What's a boundary? Without a boundary is called that you're full. This is called without a boundary. That you are completely empty. Malchut Ein Sof, which is restricted. We can say it like that, but it's not clear to us. What's more understood to us is as a light and Kli. Ein Sof is called that the light is filling the Kli according to the desire of the Kli. They have a cup. If this cup will be filled till there is no possibility to add even one more drop, completely full, and if there's no boundary, that means that the light is being filled in the vessel. So if it's got a boundary, it's like there's a limit, and it's not giving a place for something to it. If it's filled to half, but there's a boundary, like you see now. But no boundary is called that it's completely full. So Malchut Ein Sof, we call it Malchut Ein Sof, because initially, and he completes it and does it according to its participation in this mystery. First of all, the light is the first, afterwards, there is existence from abstinence, and then from that existence of abstinence, from the light that develops constantly, light is always the first. After we say no, from that point, that it wants to be similar to the point from that point, it wants to be similar to the light, it wants to bestow, that's all the initial light. It is the operating. It invites in her such responses. And it seems to that point of existence from abstinence that it's developing and it's emptying from the light and it doesn't want it, and then it doesn't receive it and it wants it, and it's doing restriction and a screen and calculations reflecting light. It's all because the initial light is always initially there, and it's always filling her. Only she, supposedly within being in this light, she's developing and developing as if she has in this some defining of the state, or and some standing, that this Malchut is emptying and filling. But the truth is that nothing changes, only in her sensation. Nothing changes. The same state of Ein Sof, which exists, and the fact that Malchut goes within her all kinds of discernments, there will be and there won't be, and what will be, all these things are truly discernments only towards her, towards that person who's attaining alone. So, therefore, we say that in that Malchut Ein Sof, she has afterwards a 9 Sfirot, and then she receives from the previous 9 Sfirot, and then she receives who's operating on her, the Creator, and how she reveals it, and how she does it, and her desires. And how do we know this? Because she builds his image in your actions, we know you. And this is how it develops. So, if we're talking about the true state without towards the creature, that the Creator created the creature, filled him with everything, and that's it. There is nothing on his behalf at all other. The fact that, like in that example of Bala Sulam, that the Creator all of a sudden wants to say, I don't want, I want to be like you, I want to bestow in return, and so on. You have everything before you, do the calculations. And then the creature does the calculations within him. Just like we're talking, not with an open mouth, but with a closed mouth, as if I'm talking to someone. Yes? So if I were to do like this, it's called like I'm not talking, he doesn't know. And then, if I go like this, and he's like this, and I, but for the time being, he is the landlord, and I'm the host. He's the host, and I'm the guest, and nothing will change. But after I do that, my talks like that, I kind of tell myself how I would do like this and how I would do like that. It seems to me like, yes, I can eat everything and I can do this and I'm thanking him. And I've come to some state. But what is this state? I got to know it because from doing it for myself, the image of the host, of the landlord, from all these inner talks, every little discussion. And before that, was nothing. Before that, it was just some system that is just supplying and filling me. Now I'm understanding him, feeling him, from having his image in me. That's how it is. Okay? Something to the point, only short.
Tom Kastnoyarsk, they're asking, I feel hate towards everyone, but I'm afraid to dive into the sensation. I try to control this hate to not feel the whole might of the sensation. What should I do?
That's not good, and the other one's not good. I'm in hatred. Let's say. First of all, I need to scrutinize. Hatred for what? Maybe you owe me something. Maybe you caused me something. That's not hatred that we're talking about. I hate you as a result of thinking that you're my friend and I constantly worked on you and on you. That we're connecting together and we're going to come to something and ta-ta-ta, it doesn't matter. And all those things. And in the end, I don't know, I'm just fed up with you. I don't want from you anything. I just... From the despair. Despair is not enough. I even more and more invest in the connection, in the connection in order to attain something there. This goal is already not operating on me. I don't care about the purpose and the goal, and also you I don't want. So this is spiritual hatred. Now the question is like this. What am I doing from this? Either I reject you and run away, or I continue to work upon you on our connection, and I ask from the Creator to... you should hate your brother in your heart. So, as I'm asking, from the Creator, to give me the force, the strength for connection and love, or I use this hatred in the proper way. I turn to the Creator and ask from Him to correct in me the hatred, that in the love with you, I will discover Him and that we will feel, maybe that how much I'm causing him contentment. I want him to be rejoiced from me. For the time being that, later we're going to have to work about the fact that I don't even see that he's happy. But that's already the next degree. Beyond that, okay? All right?
Before we move to the next part, we'll sing a song together.
משותף בינינו מה מאחד אותנו הרצון האינסופי בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים נשתום בתוכנו את כל החלקים ואז אחים נשתום בתוכנו שטחים.